Welcome to Music Journeys. I'm Mike Foley. Record Store Day arrives April 20th. Conceived in 2007, RSD officially launched in April 2008 to highlight and celebrate independent record stores. It's now celebrated at shops around the world, including several right here in Central Ohio. The special releases tied to the day continue to grow, close to 400 for this year's edition, which again takes place April 20th. RecordStoreDay.com for more information about the day and the releases. Today on Music Journeys, you'll hear from five of Central Ohio's record stores, and we begin with Spoonful Records.
I'm Amy Kesting.
I'm Brett Ruland.
We're co-owners of Spoonful Records, located downtown by the State House at 144 East State Street. We have been in business since July of 2010.
I think when I was a kid, probably one of the earliest memories I have is playing Tom Petty's Refugee 45 and kind of jumping up and down on the bed and, you know, doing the air guitar thing. That's probably my first early memory of getting into music on a different level.
I remember as a kid listening to the radio with my dad all the time, everywhere we went, at the house. It was just a constant thing. And I also had like a little stuffed animal that had an AM radio in it. And late at night when I was supposed to be sleeping, I would turn it on and listen to like Knock Three Times on the Ceiling If You Want Me.
I can hear your music playing. I can feel your body swaying. One floor below me, you don't even know me. On the ceiling if you want me.
Brett and I met at the Art Museum in 2008, St. Patrick's Day. It's a very lucky day for us. He was the graphic designer, and I did an internship in the office of the registrar. And we worked on a project together and started dating. And then when they started the renovations for the new wing at the Art Museum, he got downsized along with a lot of other people, and he opened the record store.
I definitely had a good size record collection, and it was something that surrounded me. It wasn't organized. I think Amy and I came up with different ideas that, you know, we thought would be interesting to do.
Well, and you had the label.
Yeah, I had a record label that I had started as a hobby back in 2003, and I put out some local groups, helped promote it. So it was called Spoonful Records. So she was like, you should open a record store. And I think the fact that she thought it was a good idea and she was behind it made me feel like it was something I could do.
There's really nothing better than a box of records.
At the beginning, it was just, I feel like there was a certain clientele and the customers, and I feel like that changed over time. A lot more girls were getting into records, and artists like Taylor Swift that would put out their stuff on vinyl that wasn't on vinyl originally, some of it, all of a sudden we were seeing people and come in that we hadn't seen before. And
I think that we're really lucky, the timing of opening the record store. The landscape of downtown Columbus has changed so much since 2010. We're really grateful that we had extremely cheap rent at the beginning. It was in like a dilapidated building that was going to be renovated. The whole block was going to be renovated at some point, and we always knew like they're going to come back and say that's it. But it really allowed us to grow and bloom, and low overhead really helped our business.
Don't you hesitate, go put your records on, tell me your favorite song, you go ahead, let your head down. Sapphire and faded jeans, I hope you get your dreams, just go ahead, let your head down.
The glory of Record Store Day is that it forces people to go to independent record stores. These are records that you can only get at brick and mortar mom and pops. Everywhere at 8 in the morning, April 20th, there will be a line at a record store in every town. It's amazing.
I mean, I think it's drawn more attention to people that might not frequent record stores, because there are some people that only seem to come out that particular day.
We're kind of a small store, so we just really focus on the releases. We want everyone to have a good experience, and we learned during COVID to become like really efficient at getting people in and out with the new releases in hand. So at 6 in the morning, I go out to the line and I pass out a checklist. It's like two-sided, legal size with like four columns, 300 items on it. And you tick off which things you're standing in line for. And we gather all these sheets, come back in and start compiling little piles of records for everyone. And then at 8 in the morning when we open, we just call in two people at a time to our two registers to pay and leave. There's no browsing, but it's like extremely efficient.
Having the checklist, you know, if you were fifth in line, the lists are numbered, so you're definitely going to get the item. If there's five copies, you're guaranteed one. So
there's also some giveaways and...
Usually like ticket giveaways and, you know, promotional posters and things that we have. We order lots of the releases, so there's still going to be a good selection, even if you were to, you know, avoid the lines and you want to just show up and enter the building. I think, which usually happens around 10:30 or 11, there's still going to be a really good selection here because we order heavy.
Yeah, if you go to a record store in the afternoon on record store day, it's just like a good vibe. There's going to be a lot of people out. It's a fun day to be out. All the stores do a little, some kind of sale. We always do 20% off used records that day. So there's a little benefit to coming out. And it's just like a fun day. Plus, there are still tons of the new releases available.
I think it's like a gathering place, and it's, you know, you can get records online, but there's just, it kind of feels soulless, you know what I mean? Like, you can find anything you want, but I hear a lot of people, especially lately, have said, I like finding it in the wild. You know, I don't want it to just, you know, look online and track it down. I want to just come upon it, and then it's meant to be.
As a downtown record store, there are all these people who are popping in during their lunch break, and I think for our store, we provide this like respite from work. You should pop in and just feel like cool and relaxed and at peace for a second, like you got away. I think that's what we provide to our community, like just this place where you can get away and have a nice break. It's not stressful.
And sometimes it feels more like you're a bartender. You know, you're listening to what people are going through and, you know, you're trying to help them out. Or, you know, it's just, I feel like it's more than just, the people that come in are more than just like customers. You know, you end up, a lot of them become
friends.
And
yeah.
I thought about when I first opened the store, I wanted it to be a place that I would want to be every day. Because if I want to be there, maybe other people would want to show up, you know. And we really try to listen to what people are looking for. If we don't have it and it's possible to get, we try to get it for them. We do a lot of holds, you know, for new releases, so they don't have to worry about missing out on it on release day. But I think it's that customer service that we try to stand apart or just be the best that we can be, you know.
Also, I clean all the records. Oh my god!
Yeah, all our used vinyl, we
I
clean
like
it,
literally
inspect
sit
it,
and
so.
Clean about 100 records a day by hand. My records are clean.
Cleanest vinyl. We often say, like, it's our baby, you know, because we don't have any kids, so in a way it's like the store is kind of like our baby because we want it, you know, we want it the best for it. You know, we've moved it twice, and And we finally found what we hope is our forever home. You know, we don't want to move it again.
It's funny, it was Jim Johnson. He used to be our rep for like our new records, and he once said, it's a love story, you know? We have each other and we have this store, and
it's a love store.
It's a love store.
Love story.
He can't think right, too tongue tied. Come kiss me, convince me. This must be, it must be.
SpoonfulRecordsOhio.com for more information, Facebook and Instagram pages as well. Up next on our Record Store Day preview, Lost Weekend Records.
Hi, this is Kyle Segrist. I'm the owner of Lost Weekend Records here in Clintonville, Ohio. We've been here 21 years. We opened in January of 2003. I guess the love of music began for me kind of slowly. I grew up in Westerville. I didn't really have a family that was really overly musical themselves, but I had friends that got me into music, and a lot of kids, I joined the Columbia House Record Club when you're young and stuff. But when I got my driver's license and turned 16 and discovered all the cool record stores on campus, this is early 80s, like Used Kids and Magnolias and Capital City and all those stores, that's where everything really exploded. And when we opened our store in 03, I was hoping to continue that tradition of the great record store scene that we have here in Columbus. You know, I love all those stores, I love being a part of the scene we have now. To me, there's something really magical about the needle going in the groove, vibrating to create that sound. And even though I guess a laser beam bouncing off of plastic is also kind of magical, it's not quite the same to me. And I just have always enjoyed vinyl records. So for me, they never went away. When I opened my store in 2003, we chose to focus on vinyl because I've always liked records and figured there's enough people like me to like records. I did not anticipate the huge comeback and resurgence that's happened. I am very grateful for that because I got in a few years before that happened. For me, it's also just going to stores, flipping through stuff. It's like actually touching and holding it. You know, I joke when I'm in another record store and people say, you're looking for something particular. I'm like, I'm looking for stuff they don't know I'm looking for. One thing I like about the physical media and also shopping in a real brick and mortar store, not online, is when I'm playing a record, I have memories of when I bought that record. I know when I opened my store, I looked at all the stores before me and thought of things I liked at them. And if there's anything I disliked, try to not do that and just see the things I like. And we're really customer service oriented. I always want to be friendly. I always want to greet people when they come in the door. I want to make sure that I've had a chance to say hey to everybody when they leave. I'm very pro, you know, Columbus and local music. You know, we have a huge Ohio section every year. We put on an annual show. We just had our show on March 23rd, this year's annual show. We did it at Natalie's with 10 Columbus acts. I like to celebrate Columbus music. We've incorporated our own record label with the store, Lost Weekend Records, and put out local records by like Connections, I, Mr. Tiger, Electric Hand, Second State Butchers. And we've always mostly focused on vinyl, although we do have CDs and some other things. Vinyl has been the main focus of our store. I think the main goal of Record Store Day was to encourage people to support brick and mortar stores and your local independent shops. It's definitely done that. Yeah, every year, Record Store, you know, we get new customers that maybe haven't come in, but they come in that year because they want to get that one special release. And it's just a fun day to really celebrate the store. I mean, it's obviously our biggest day of the year, but I think the biggest thing it does is, you know, creates awareness of record stores and then gets your old customers coming back for more stuff and new customers coming out. First couple years, there weren't that many special releases, like 20 or 30 titles. People weren't really camping out. It was like that third or fourth year. when the list got really huge and people started camping out at 4 or 5 in the morning, and then it came 3. Now we typically have a couple people that sit out in front of the store the night before, which is kind of weird. But, you know, I get that. I used to camp out for tickets back in the day when you had to do that. So I understand people, you know, wanting to get that limited release. Since we've done Record Store Day since day one, we've definitely found ways to tweak it every year. I feel like we'd run one of the more smoother operations in town with Record Store Day. We try to keep it as unchaotic as we can, even though it's going to be a kind of chaotic day. Things we've done help with line management, and a lot of things we learned during the pandemic, you know, because we used to let just everybody come in the store as many as we could fit in here. Then when the pandemic hit, we could only let so many people in. So we started post-pandemic limiting people, but not as limited as the pandemic, but it keeps it not as crowded in the stores. You kind of get in and out, and it makes the experience a little more enjoyable. You're not so crammed in there. We've been doing a list for years where we let the first about 40 people online who've camped out, you know, an hour or so before we open, we go out and we hand out numbers. So you don't have to stand in line anymore, because we'll call you in when your number comes up. We let the first 40 people online put their name on a list and let us know what they're looking for. You know, there's very strict rules for Record Store. You can't, you know, hold records and things or set things aside, but since they're already in line and buying it that morning, we let those first 40 people online, you know, put down what they want. We let them know if we have it or not. So then when they do come in, they've got a bag behind the counter with their number on it. They can look at other stuff they want, or they can get it out real quick if they want to do that too. That really helps move things along pretty quickly. The economic impact on the store obviously is huge, because you're spending a lot of money. And it's kind of like a gamble. You know, I joke with Brett at Spoonful, like, you know, we're not just Record Store, but we're gamblers, you know. And I joked, I said, well, it is kind of gambling, because I'm a read, so I'm just buying stuff and hoping other people are going to buy it. But I'm not a gambler, like that sense. But you know your customers. You kind of learn, like, what our customers want. Unfortunately, you can't get everything you want. Some things are limited. You might order 100 copies of something and only get 10. You know, so the heavy hitters and the things that everybody wants, you're going to get limited on. But you kind of gauge your customers and know what they want, so you don't order things that are going to sit around forever. I think all the stores in town do get along. We're all pretty friendly towards each other. If I don't have something in stock, I definitely will refer people to RPM or Used Kids or Spoonful, whoever I think might, or Elizabeth's, any store that might have something we don't have. I think they all do that, especially on Record Store Day. I mean, on that day, usually it's really busy in the morning. You can't really answer the phone a lot. But as the afternoon goes on, I'll get a call from Brett down at Spoonful, like, hey, do you have any copies of, you know, Jazz Dispensary left? I'm like, yeah. He's like, okay, I'm sending somebody down your way. Or I might, you know, say, hey, I'm out of something, but I heard they have it over there. I love talking to our customers at Record Store Day who've already hit other stores and saying, oh, what was the vibe like down over at Used Kids that day? How was it? You know, what was happening at RPM? It's kind of neat to hear their stories and like, oh yeah, they were packed, or they ran out of this, they still had a bunch of that, or wow, I can't believe you still have this, that I've looked all over our town and you've got it, nobody else had it. Columbus is a great town to do Record Store Day because we have a lot of stores that are pretty central, so it's very easy to hit a lot of stores in one day. You just kind of pick the one store you're going to camp out at first, hopefully us, because we try to run as smooth, as organized as possible, and then hit your other stores later. For years on Record Store, I used to always just play reggae music to keep a nice chill vibe in the store, because everyone, like, you know, reggae is a good thing to have playing. One thing I always stress is I only play stuff in the store that's for sale. There's nothing worse than going to a record store and you hear something cool and you're like, oh, you can't have that. So we only try to play things we have for sale, and with the exceptions of sometimes a local band might give us a test pressing or something early before the record comes out. I just tend to play, you know, things that's in the inventory. And owning a store all this time, one of the coolest things is being part of the neighborhood, the community. We've been here 21 years now, so we've got customers that, you know, young kids would come in and now they're their own age buying records and stuff. When I told you that I started going to the stores on campus and I was going to school kids and Kurt Schieber was turning me on to Robin Hitchcock or whatever, I have those memories. It honors me to know that other people have memories themselves of records they bought here or records they discovered at our store. So to be a part of that continuum is, you can't put a price on that. I mean, that's success to me.
LostWeekendRecords.com for more information. In the spotlight next for this RSD preview, Records Per Minute.
Hi, this is Jack Stover. I'm the owner of Records Per Minute. We're on North High Street in the North Campus area, Columbus, Ohio. The store has been here almost 12 years. I bought the store a little over 3 years ago. My love of music was a very young age. My parents have pictures of me as a baby with headphones on with the turntable. And even in high school, I would carry a duffel bag with cassette tapes, full cassette tapes with my Walkman. And I always had my music with me. And I always loved like sharing music and showing people different music. And growing up with my dad and like what he listened to was some of like the 50s rock and roll, 60s. My parents were also big into like Tom Jones and Neil Diamond, which I still enjoy artists like that. As I got a little older and started discovering music on my own, I was drawn to a lot of like 80s punk music. So I was listening to a lot of like Dead Kennedys and Black Flag and Circle Jerks, things like that. And then I started to gravitate towards some like rap and hip hop, and I was into Public Enemy and Run DMC, Beastie Boys.
No sleep till.
Running an independent record shop, what appealed to me was just the ability to connect with the community and share music and to bring music to the community. And I also really like the space and the location. It's kind of a music mecca in this area with a lot of venues and musicians who live around here. And then I also like the space because it gave us the ability to host live performances too. Record Store Day, I think it's a great event. I think it does bring a lot of focus and attention to independent record shops. And it's really cool because they put things out that are really hard to get.
Spiral scratch, giving my life back. A vital solution, ending my confusion. I heard a voice in the noise, pollution. Oh, 45 RPM.
So I think record stores all should strive to be all-inclusive and inviting. I don't like music shaming in any way. I really dislike it when people are like, oh, it's my guilty pleasure, because it's not guilt, it's pleasure. It's just pleasure. You shouldn't feel guilty for anything that you listen to. Some things we like, we can't explain, it doesn't matter. Realize that there is a place for all music and that it is important to individuals. It's not my decision to decide what good music is. So I want people to feel like they can come in and buy any record and not feel ashamed or anything for buying a certain artist or anything. And I just think it should be an inviting place that people can come and share music, talk about music, find other people that love music and that they can connect with. And for Record Store Day, and I guess for traffic and getting people through, I think this shop is set up really well because it's like a U shape where people come in the door and they go through the left, and then we have all the titles along the walls in the center of the shop. So people are able to circle around the shop and then make their way to the register and then out the door. So whenever we open on Record Store Day, it gets pretty full, but we're able to get people through fairly quickly. I love Record Store Day, and I love the chaos. That's how I've always been. In my previous roles, I love chaos and making sense of it, so I like it when it's super busy. It's not really a bad thing. It's really a pretty exciting thing that I look forward to the day. People come in all weekend, because sometimes people can't make it out that day, so you still see people come in during the weekend, and then you have people who travel So we see a lot of people from out of town stopping in throughout the weekend. And people, you know, Columbus is very fortunate. We have a lot of great record shops. And I think there's like five that participate in Record Store Day. So people will jump shops throughout the weekend and find titles that maybe one shop sold out of that another shop still has.
All records never die.
One of my favorite memories of the shop is just when probably the first like Record Store Day in 21, because I bought the shop in December of 20, and it was still under COVID rules, you know, when things started to let up in 21, and it was so cool to see all these people who hadn't seen each other in a long time that are, you know, record collectors, just running into each other during that day and talking to each other and catching up and sharing, that it was just kind of a really kind of special thing to see. Late night, I close the shop because I'm here late a lot of times. So I close the shop. A lot of times I'm trying to get a lot done and not be here too late. So I don't always play records because I got to flip them, right? But I do like CDs, and I have my go-to is Boston's first album, self-titled. I love this album. And anytime it comes in on vinyl, like someone brings it in used and we're selling it, I always play it in the shop. And then with the shop, it's just, it's meant a lot to be able to share that, to have things. It's really cool to see somebody find an album and like scream in the shop or get so excited or run over to a friend and that they found something. That to me is like worth everything.
Check out the Records Per Minute Facebook and Instagram pages for more information. Up next on our Record Store Day preview, used kids records.
My name is Greg Hall. I own Used Kids Records, 2500 Summit Street in Columbus, Ohio. It's been here since 1986 in Columbus. We moved here to this new location in 2014. My love of music started when I was a kid. My dad was a school teacher. I have very distinct memories of my dad's kind of crappy record player that I would play his records, which basically consisted of Frank Sinatra, but my neighbors had a garage sale once, and they were selling 45s for 5 cents a piece. And I bought a stack of CCR 7-inch singles, and that kind of started my rock and roll path. Reality of any business is there's things change, and you've got to be able to adapt and deal with it. You know, if you go way back, it would have been probably wax cylinders and then 78s and then 7-inch 45s and albums, then CDs, cassettes and mini cassettes and all kinds of format changes that threatened what became the standard, which was LPs, 12-inch vinyl LPs. The industry really focused on CDs for a window of time. People were dumping aggressively their record collections in favor of CDs. And now, over the past 15, 20 years, there was this big push where people were even dumping their CDs. And I think ultimately that push away from physical was wrong.
I got a dusty old pile of vinyl records sitting on my floor. I've played each one of them over and over a dozen times more. All I've got is a beat-up chair, a mattress, a fork, another to spare, and that dusty old pile of records on my floor. I got Willie Waylon and Woody Guthrie, Jimmy Buffalo, I Love It, and a Bobby Gentry, Jerry Jeff, Bob Dylan, Donnie Fritz, Dead in the Doors, Patsy Cline, John Prine, and more. I got Jackson Brown, Towns, Van Zandt, Zeppelin, Leonard Skinner, Harry Chapin, Doc Clark, Van Halen, got Aretha, Chris, Keith Sykes, and Country Joe, and just singing with the fish, you know. I got Emmy Lou, U2, and all.
There's a great book I read called The Revenge of Analog, and that book literally talks about not only vinyl and music, but it talks about pictures and writing down stuff and actually reading a book, not on a Kindle or on your phone, but reading a book, a hardback or paperback book. It's natural for people to come back to something that's not 5 inches and you can barely read the liner notes. You got something that's 12 by 12, you can touch it, you can read it, you can interact with it. And I think it's a dynamic that's proven itself to be very true. But the reality is people want tangible. And I think that's really at the heart of why the industry has moved so dramatically back to vinyl.
My name's Tara Ryan Gallagher. I also work at Used Kids Records. My role here is specifically doing all of our in-store events and our marketing and all of our community outreach. Being able to hold the record that you are listening to or like from a band that you feel really connected to makes you feel more connected to the band, more like you're part of it, and more directly like you're supporting them. So I think it makes fans and listeners feel more involved, and I think that's really important in not only getting sales, but also just creating like loyalty and a sustainable like listener and fan base for musicians.
Africa.
Part of what makes us a little bit different is we put a lot of effort into our events, into reaching out to bands to come visit the store, come play at the store, even if we can't make Metallica come play at the store, but maybe we can invite them to come shop around. Now that might be a far reach of an example, but we've had some success in getting some smaller bands. I mean, we've got larger bands too. We have The Last Dinner Party. They're a newer up-and-coming band that I think people are really excited about. Last year, we had Joe Walsh and the James Gang do their first record signing in over 50 years here. So I think we carry a lot of weight kind of as a legacy store, and we have the right people here to kind of build a culture. We're not just selling records, we're building a culture and a community in Columbus and the surrounding area.
A lot of people, when they come in this store, are kind of, I don't want to use the word shocked, but they're very impressed. And there's a lot of legacy with this store, with the Columbus music scene. And we try to show that on our walls above the records, flyers that we have plastered all over the place. But we're sitting on our stage right now in the middle of probably 500 different shows that have happened historically here in Columbus. Bands like Violent Femmes, Replacements. I'm just looking over here. There's just tons and tons of Roaches, Verlaine's, Firehose, Minutemen, Black Flag, Descendants. Oh, of course, I mean, one of the biggest ones was Nirvana that played at Stash's back in the day. But I think that has impact on customers, and Record Store Day very frequently brings people out that don't go to record stores necessarily. And because they come in, they're like, oh, this is really impressive. I got to come back. That's the impact for me with Record Store Day. I want that customer coming back, you know, in May and June and all that kind of stuff. So
being part of Record Store Day puts us in on a list of record stores that get promotional items throughout the year. Like Record Store Day as a coalition is the reason we get to do probably 80% of the listening parties we do. Some of the most important things to know for Record Store Day are that we order across the board every single title that we can, and we order heavily. So we do our best to make sure every area, every title on the list is covered. Do our best to put it in alphabetical order. Sometimes the alphabet is hard. And we open at 8 a.m. We usually have a line at the door by the time we all get here in the morning, but we do our best to keep it as streamlined as possible.
The economic impact for the shop with regards to Record Store Day, I've always kind of laughed about it, quite honestly. It's a great promotional tool to get a few hundred. Literally, when and Tara mentioned the doors open at 8 a.m., we'll have a few hundred people waiting outside to get in. But the reality is, while that sounds like a big number, and it is, and we do obviously a significant amount of dollar volume that day, the product is not cheap. So from a business standpoint, an economic standpoint, I look at Record Store Day as really not a profit center. I look at it as a promotional effort for the store. There's honestly a lot of it is just me trading dollars. You know, customers come in, buy the stuff, and you know I send it right back to my distributors where I bought the product. So I don't have a problem with that. But that is really kind of the reality. This is a very exciting list of Record Store Day stuff. It really is a broad. It's got metal. It's got pop stuff for younger folks. It's got jazz. There's a Dwight Yoakam box set, which encompasses the Reprise years. So we'll crack one of those box sets open, and we'll be playing that day. You know, there's just lots and lots of in a broad spectrum of stuff for people to buy this particular Record Store Day. My dad passed away a couple years ago, a little more than a year. And for my dad, I think he'd be very proud. So that's what it means to me, that my dad would be very proud of what he sees here.
Music has always just been a large part of my life. It's always been a place where I've like met my friends through, like going to concerts and meeting new people. So to be able to be in a position where I can help create that community is really special. And I hope that when people come here, they also get to meet new people and build that community with us.
UsedKidsRecords.com for more information. Our final Columbus store preview, Love Light Records and Art.
I'm Luke Haynes. I DJ as Cool Hand Luke with my partner Mike.
Hi, I'm Mike Davis.
We have been here since November 4th of last year. Love Light Records and Art at 4540 Indianola Avenue in Columbus, Ohio, in the outskirts of lovely Clintonville. My love of music begins at a very young age. I was very into choir as a kid, and that turned into singing for garage bands as a teenager, and then picking up instruments because, well, I was just standing there singing, and so I taught myself rhythm guitar and then keyboards, and then branched out from there. And I've been collecting records pretty much as soon as I could get the pocket money to buy them. Late 80s was a lot of the English stuff, you know, the Smiths and Cure and things like that, and love of punk rock. I very much love the punk rock from the 80s still. In the early 90s, I became a DJ in clubs and raves and festivals, and I've been DJing for over 30 years. The coolest thing about music is there's always more to explore.
When I was in elementary school, My mother was in off-Broadway musical theater, and instead of paying for a babysitter, she used to take me to rehearsals with her. And that's definitely my first love for music and production. There are a lot of record stores in our area, but I don't know that we have any highly curated stores with the selection that Lovelight has. Encompass a lot of different genres, carry a lot of different titles that you may recognize or may not recognize, and hopefully guide you on a worldwide musical journey.
For me, it was somewhat inevitable that I would open a record store at some point. Anybody who knows me well would probably agree with that. I eat, sleep, breathe music, and my house is just filled with vinyl. At some point, you know, I'd open a record store to keep it all in. Of course, with Lovelight, we're not just a record store. It's about records and music and art and community, and we work with local vendors, and we have beautiful original art, and it kind of ties together. The music that we curate tends to be complementary to the art and the clothing and the things that we carry. So it's a whole experience.
In the same way that it seemed inevitable for Luke to open his own record store, in some way, it seemed inevitable for me to go retail with my stuff. I've been vending under the name Parking Lot Art for almost 30 years now. I do a lot of markets here in town. When I ran into Luke when he was DJing, it seemed pretty inevitable to me that we were going to do something together, whether it, you know, be this full retail operation that we have or a one-off event. It seemed really natural, and it seemed like two puzzle pieces that fit together really well. Once we started discussing that and realized that we had both been in the Bay Area in the late 90s in that jam band and rave culture, not only there, but deeply immersed in that culture and a deep love for it, that not only did we have an opportunity to collaborate and bring to the table what we had here, but we could bring that whole history here and that whole culture here. And I think we got something special.
It's really building a sense of community and having this as a place where even if people aren't looking for a t-shirt today or a record today, they'll stop by, you know, and say hi, and you know, and opening up the space too to more things like, you know, sound baths or meditations and vendors markets and things like that, and really engaging the community and providing yet another place. And also it goes back to the very name, you know, Lovelight, you know, and our logo, this lighthouse that we're, you know, purposefully sending a very specific energy out.
We've got records, we've got art, we've got community, and we have culture right in the center of Clintonville. And I think that we're representative of the neighborhood. The old keep it weird Clintonville is definitely represented here at Lovelight. And, you know, we would just love to facilitate the needs of our community, whether it's really fantastic records or really fantastic art or just a place to gather and celebrate the culture and the community of Clintonville that we have here. We'll be right back.
So, as far as Record Store Day goes, obviously this is our first one. We've been open for 5 months. You know, we're going to have a small get-together. We'll have some local vendors out front, get some of our other friends who collect records. We will be stocking some of the Record Store Day exclusive titles. But just as with our approach to all other vinyl releases, we take a curated approach. We do a subset, and we do a subset that we really think people will connect with.
I'm excited for Record Store Day. I think it is a fantastic opportunity to get some of our customers and our community some special stuff. And it's also a great day on the calendar. You know, we'll have been open for about 6 months at that point. And it's a really nice way to say thank you to Clintonville and the community for supporting us and letting us thrive and welcoming us to the neighborhood. So yeah, we're gonna have the neighborhood out, we'll have some vendors out, maybe some live music. We're really going for a community feel for this event.
Columbus didn't need another record store. We're record store rich in this town. Columbus didn't need another place to, you know, buy all the latest releases, although we do carry new releases. Columbus needs our record store. There's a specialness to our selection. But I love it when I can take a real music lover and hand them something that they've never heard of before and have them go, wow, this is cool. And that's a great feeling.
Lovelight Records and Art.com. There's links to the shop's Facebook and Instagram pages as well. And a reminder, a list of all the releases for next Saturday's Record Store Day can be found at recordstoreday.com. Thanks for listening. Wherever you are, check out a record store near you. I'm Mike Foley. Talk to you again on the next Music Journey.